The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. The cause of a February fire that partially destroyed Richmond's William Fox Elementary School has been deemed undetermined, according to a 31-page, partially redacted report released to VPM News by the City Fire Department late Friday. Fire investigators were not able to enter the area of the fire's origin, a second-floor attic, due to safety reasons, and say they can only do so once the area is secured. The report states the fire was the result of an ignition source interacting with a fuel source, although the fuel source remains undetermined. A lack of fire suppression and extinguishment systems contributed to the fire's spread, according to the report. Virginia legislators have pushed back a statewide commitment to ban polystyrene foam to-go containers by 5 years. Patrick Larson reports that costs for small businesses were a factor, but concerns about waste remain.
The decision to ban polystyrene packaging was an environmentally minded one, a statewide effort to reduce non-biodegradable waste. Katie Register, executive director of the Longwood University-based Clean Virginia Waterways Program, explains.
Unfortunately, when polystyrene gets in the environment, it can break up, it does break up, and it does contribute to microplastics.
But groups like the Virginia Restaurant, Lodging, and Travel Association successfully lobbied this year to delay the polystyrene ban. They say the spike in takeout demand during the pandemic and ongoing supply chain issues increased the cost of to-go containers. Even large chains with 20 or more restaurants now have until 2028 to make the change. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Governor Glenn Youngkin's administration is warning federal officials about the negative impacts of an offshore wind energy project. According to the Virginia Mercury, state officials have said the project could cause millions of dollars of damage to Virginia's commercial fishing industries. The comments come in response to a proposed 4-million-acre area in the Atlantic that could be made available to offshore wind development. Offshore wind facilities can disrupt fishing operations by affecting native marine populations and restricting the navigation of fishing vessels. In the wake of the Civil War, two former slaves founded a secret society for black women. It cared for the sick, elderly, and destitute. Now that group is being recognized with a historical marker in Norfolk. Ryan Murphy from partner station WHRO has more.
While she was enslaved on a plantation in Norfolk, Annetta M. Lane helped fugitive slaves flee along the Underground Railroad. After the Civil War, Lane and another formerly enslaved woman, Harriet Taylor, founded the United Order of Tents. They established nursing homes, paid for burials, sponsored scholarships, and supported civil rights activists. The order spread across the nation, reaching a peak membership of more than 50,000. A historical marker was unveiled Wednesday on Church Street in Norfolk, where the original chapter's headquarters was located.
It means a lot to me. I've been in there for like 50 years, and this is one of the greatest things. I'm supposed to be at the doctor's office, but I came here instead of the doctor's office.
That's Estella Spruill, a member of the Order of Tents. She hopes putting their history on display will attract new blood.
Older people like me, you know, we're not going to be here that much longer, so we want the young people to come in, young girls.
The Order of Tents commemoration is among 14 new historical markers approved by the state last year. Ryan Murphy, WHRO News.
That was Ryan Murphy reporting. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.